A new report from the federal government takes a stark look at the current impacts of global warming in the United States. Violent storms, drought, and flooding are just a few climate change effects already documented across the country. And the report anticipates much more disastrous consequences in the future. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
There isn't any new science on global warming in the report. Instead, it captures a lot of the best research on the topic and digests it into simple writing and graphs that pack a dramatic punch. Jeff Short is a scientist with Oceana. He applauds the final product, but says it's inexcusable. It wasn't released 5 years ago.
Finally, the U.S. government is leveling with the American people about the dire future we all face from ignoring global warming so long.
In Alaska, that future is likely to include more of what the state is already experiencing, like melting permafrost, displaced fisheries, and increasing coastal storms. Under the worst-case scenario, the report predicts the state's average temperature will rise another 10 degrees by 2090. John Walsh is a University of Alaska professor who's an author of the report. He says that scale of warming would have severe implications.
One of the works that's cited in the Alaska chapter is the research by Glenn Judy, which shows that the health of the forests in interior Alaska has been declining for the past century. And if that decline continues, if it gets worse, basically the forests are at risk. At least the forests as we know them are at risk.
Interior lakes are also at risk. Many have already evaporated as the air and ground have warmed. Sarah James is an environmental activist with the Gwich'in Steering Committee, who lives in Arctic Village in the far northeast corner of the state. She's documented the vanishing lakes and other dramatic additions to the landscape.
Cottonwood tree is down the street, down the road from me. And that's really strange. And then we never have beaver. Now beaver is something that we have here.
A drier, hotter interior is also leading to more severe insect outbreaks and wildfires. For another contributor to the report, UAF professor Dave McGuire, the wildfire threat is the most concerning. He lived in Fairbanks during the 2004 and 2005 fire seasons, among the worst on record.
I certainly have a very vivid memory of how nasty that was. And if that became the norm, I knew a lot of people that said, well, you know, if it's going to be like this every summer, I'm not going to be staying in Alaska.
But the scariest results of global warming probably aren't documented in the report. McGuire says there are plenty of unknowns, the surprises scientists haven't yet even considered. That could include extreme events on the scale of Hurricane Katrina.
I think those are the kind of surprises that, we're kind of concerned about that we might not recognize.
But UAF's John Walsh says it's important to remember that the impacts from global warming aren't all bad.
A longer summer season brings some opportunities. Agriculture, tourism, the outdoor construction season, for example, will be longer than in the past. So there are opportunities that can be taken advantage of.
The report says the U.S. can respond to global warming by reducing greenhouse gas emissions or by working to adapt to the changes. Walsh says he thinks at this point, counting on emissions falling enough to make a difference is a dicey proposition. Still, Congress is considering a bill right now that attempts to reduce carbon output by more than 80% by 2050. Oceana's Jeff Short says it's time for the U.S. to make a commitment.
This is not going to be easy, and it's not going to be cheap. But if we fail to act, we are going to ensure catastrophe into the future, and replacement planets are extraordinarily expensive.
In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.